Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5668. Baruch Hashem, the 23rd of Menachemov, Brooklyn, Ha'avreich Yehoshua Shia Yuzevich. He was still a bacher then, he was not married. Shalom Avracha. So you had a lot of immigrants at the time. And unfortunately, a lot of these immigrants did not have a bris from where they came from. They did not do a bris milah. And the Rebbe, he writes to the Rebbe in a letter, Rebbe responding, that he was successful and he got support to bring this child into the covenant of Avram Avinu, making him a bris. But basically, he's saying, you know, he had to work hard, he had to get the support, the funding for this, to accomplish that. And we'll see also the next letter of the Rebbe that this was an issue. They had to do a lot of brisen. We know a lot of times when people, there's immigration from other countries, like when the Russians came to the United States, it was a big movement to do the brisen, to give them the bris, which they didn't do when they were back in Russia. But the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that it seems that it took such a long time to you're able to collect enough money that is needed for the bris. I'm not sure for the moil, for the hospital. I'm not sure what they did the bris over there. But the Rebbe says, you know, the office for religious matters in the government, they respond to these matters. And that goes on the account of the offices. They pay for it. So why did you don't have to delay it until you get your own money. Go to them, they'll pay for it. You yourself also mentioned a few words about the activity of the office of the religious matters that handles these kind of things in this area. So why push off the bris until you're able to collect your own money? Why don't you go to the office, to the matters that handles the religious matters, and they will provide for the funds, and you don't have to delay the bris. You can do it right away. And the Rebbe says something, by the way. I want to make something, by the way. You write that the one who was circumcised, and he was already after bar mitzvah, so what they did was, they gave him, before the procedure of the circumcision, they gave him a sleeping drink, he calls it, okay? They put him asleep, basically. So the Rebbe says what it really means, what you're saying is that this is a general anesthesia, sort of. The person is sort of not conscious at all at the time that this circumcision is performed. So the Rebbe says you should verify by a rabbi who is actually gives out rulings, a moira hayra, about this. The Rebbe says this may not be the best way to do it because there is an argument to be made that there is a possibility to give an injection in a place which is close to the circumcision. And the Rebbe says most of the time they give an injection in the back or in the spinal cord. And that effect, that it only takes away the sensation of pain for a long time, so you don't feel the pain. But it's not putting you to sleep. It's not like a general anesthesia. During that procedure, when you get an injection, that person is still in control of all of his faculties. He's still in control. So he's basically participating in the mitzvah because he knows what he's doing instead of somebody doing it to him. I think that there's also, the Rebbe mentions that it's after bar mitzvah already, so they're already obligated in the mitzvah. If a parent didn't circumcise the child when he was 8 days old, then the child needs to do it after bar mitzvah, when he's mechuyev bar mitzvahs. If you have to do it, you have to know what you're doing, not a point that you were put asleep and, you know. See, it's not just to be circumcised. The result, the actual mitzvah is the circumcision, the act of circumcising. So, the Rebbe says that while the person is awake, he is obligated in all the mitzvahs, so it's his mitzvahs. And so it's obvious the difference between these two ways, that if you do it when you're asleep or a general anesthesia, you're not really obligated mitzvah. You're not doing a mitzvah at the time because you're not conscious. But when you are conscious, even though you don't feel the pain, you're still doing the mitzvah. The pain is not a prerequisite to fulfill the mitzvah. You fulfill the mitzvah anyways. So the Rebbe is sort of directing him to go to a rabbi to check if this is the best way to do it. And in order to avoid the pain, there's other ways. The Rebbe says, he asked the Rebbe, what should his main? There were some kids that weren't circumcised and they wanted to enroll them in a Jewish school. And you needed to try to give them a Jewish education. But you also have the idea of trying to get them circumcised. So you're trying to get them into a school, you're trying to get them circumcised. Which one of them takes precedent? What you should do first? Now, who can guess the Rebbe's answer? The Rebbe says, do them both. So he says, the Rebbe says to him, you're right about providing a kosher, an authentic education for those who have not yet been circumcised and they're already an advanced age. I mean, it's not like, you know, sometimes you don't do a circumcision right away, but you're going to take them into the school and they have not been circumcised. And then you have the issue to go and circumcise them. What to go first? And the Rebbe says, it's self-understood, you got to do to the extent possible in both of them. And you should not hold one back of the other one. If you can't get them to do the bris, take them into the education. If you can't get them to education, do the bris. Whatever comes first. There is no, one is not more important than the other. Try to do them both. The Rebbe says, for sure, that in addition to your activities in these matters, you're also participating in the activities of Tzir Agudas Chabad, and in a way that keeps on growing as these days demand, in which we say, Kol HaMoisif Mesifin Loi, the more you add, you're added to with blessings for good news and all of the above. So the Rebbe addresses several things to this young man, Shi Yuzevich, who within time becomes now the head of the Ishtoras Emes. He's a very central figure in the activities in Yerushalayim. So Rebbe writes to him about that he delayed, it seems, the circumcision till he had enough money. So Rebbe says, go directly to the office that handles these things for religious matters, and they'll pay for it. They'll do it right away. The Rebbe also suggests to check with a rabbi, but the Rebbe thinks that it's better to do a local anesthesia rather than to general anesthesia, put a person asleep totally before doing the bris, because that way he's still obligated in a mitzvah, he's still conscious when you just do the local anesthesia. And the Rebbe says you have to do both Jewish education and bris, whatever is first, even though they're not circumcised, do both, whatever you can. The Rebbe also is saying that for sure you participate in the other activities of Tzir Agudas Chabad in a way of keep on growing, because the more you add, the more is added to you. This is the time to add. Rebbe blesses him for good news and all of the above.